three nights a week, between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., about six St. Louis clergy members walk the streets in a line.
It's the what we call the ministry of presence, just sort of being there.
Reverend Ken McCoy started these walks in the Fountain Park and Lewis Place neighborhoods in the spring. McCoy remembers one night when a young man approached them, lifted his shirt to show a handgun, and admitted he had plans to kill someone.
I didn't know what to do, so I just grabbed him. You know, I just kind of bear-hugged him and said, man, no, listen, I'm not letting you go because I need you free and I need you alive.
McCoy says he talked the young man down and found out he had a son.
So I said, what are you going to do? If you go down here and kill somebody and wind up in the penitentiary for years and years and years, what is your son going to do? And he just sort of broke down and started crying, and we walked him to his block, and I ran into him again about 2 weeks ago.
McCoy's group, which he calls Nightlife, held a violence interrupter training this week. They brought in coordinators from Aim for Peace, a violence prevention program from the Kansas City Health Department, and are planning to build a long-term strategy for St. Louis. But for McCoy, involving religious leaders in this work is important.
You know, and I say this all the time, that I just don't believe in giving a benediction and dismissing people into a world that we, as members of the clergy, have not tried to change. God is the God of the nighttime, too.
I'm Derry Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.